and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Hey, it's Anna.
And it's Raven.
This is the After the Verdict podcast, where we revisit a couple who has been on the Honda of Westport Couples Court and see how things have been going.
This is what the problem was.
Emma, what's going on today?
Okay, so I need your guys' help because my husband is cheap, pretty much. So I always get greeting cards for thank yous, Valentine's Day, Christmas, just something sweet to send out to family and friends.
Okay.
My husband refuses to sign the card. He just thinks it's a waste of time. It doesn't help the environment. He doesn't want anyone to sign the card. He's given me, his old wife, a Valentine's Day, Christmas card, an anniversary card, and just gives me the card.
Why?
He doesn't sign it.
But why?
Because he says it's a waste of time and a waste of money. It's $4. I can reuse them. And he actually does. And he's given me a card. I'm like, I remember. I feel like I've seen this. He goes, oh, yeah, I gave it to you 2 years ago. And I'm like, so you're re-gifting a card? Like, that's insane to me.
I love it. I think it's genius.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me. I just can't. I can't deal with it anymore.
It helps in the environment. How many people actually look at the card more than 10 seconds and keep it for sentimental value or whatever? No, those cards get thrown out. So why not reuse them? To me, it's just a waste of money. If you have a family of 20 people and you spend $4 on each card, let's say, on the low end, that's $80 I could go spend on groceries, I could pay a bill with. It's nonsense.
And this is what the audience thought.
The guy said, because cards do cost a lot of money, and honestly, if he's not going to put the effort into writing even his name, he might as well not spend the money. Might as well just put it on loose leaf or just send an e-card if it really doesn't mean that much to him.
And then there was the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
This was close, but Nick, our audience agreed with you. They said these cards are getting ridiculously expensive, and the fact that, you know, you keep having to dole out $4 or $5 a pop, maybe you're onto something by not signing and reusing them. Maybe it is better for the environment. Maybe you are just being cost conscious.
See, I'm not the only one that thinks like that.
I'm going to pick up where you left off, buddy, and go with the same thing. My father always used to love to save the bows on Christmas time. He'd be like, I'm going to put a little tape on that. I'm going to go with this again. I'm thinking the greeting cards is the next level. It's the next level.
There you go.
Yep. Any way you can save money, especially in this day and age where everything costs an arm and a leg.
Well, Emma, I tried. Sorry.
It's okay. I just have to deal with my cheap husband.
They're joining us again to talk about what happened after the verdict. So, what happened?
I had to compromise. He doesn't even let me get any cards anymore. And now I just have to get those little stick-ons that you put on gifts that say to and from. And that's it. Because they're cheap, they're inexpensive, and they all come in a roll. So he likes it that, and I have to be compromised with that.
That works, I guess.
Yeah, I would have just taken a Sharpie and wrote on it.
And Nick, that you're cool with that?
Absolutely. So yeah, everything, it was a perfect compromise. I'm saving the money in my pocket, and she gets what she wants to and from.
Perfect.
It's about to be birthday party season.
Yeah.
Got to be ready for that. Plan ahead.
Now you just got to write your sentimental message really small on the sticker, you know? Yeah. Well, guys, thanks so much.
It does the job, right?
Right.
To and from.
Yep.
Here's my gift to you. That's it.
You got it, Nick. Guys, thanks so much for joining us back on the show. We appreciate it.